Beginning this body scan practice by finding a quiet place where you won't be disturbed and lying down on your back on a mat or a blanket on the floor. Taking some time to make sure you're comfortable during the practice, so perhaps putting a pillow behind your head or your knees, or covering yourself with a blanket. And deciding now where you'd like your hands, either resting on the belly or at your sides, with the palms up or the palms down. Taking care with your body as you prepare for this practice. And as the body settles, allowing the mind to settle to the extent that it will. Remembering that the intention behind this practice is to bring an alert, wakeful attention to the sensations unfolding in your body. So letting go, if possible, of the natural tendency to want to do the practice right, and just meeting your moment-to-moment experience with acceptance and care. There really isn't any success or failure in this practice. And now, when you're ready, bringing your attention to the sensation of the body lying here. So becoming aware of all the places where your body is in contact with the floor. Feeling your arms at the side of your body. Pressure at the heels. The weight of your body making an imprint on the floor. Perhaps you can feel the air circulating around the room, or the sensation of your clothes or your blanket against your skin. So just allowing the body to rest and settle. And feeling as if you're sinking into the floor. Now becoming aware of the movement of the breath in the body. Sensing into the full in-breath and the full out-breath. Noticing where in the body that you feel your breath. So you may be feeling it at the nostrils or in the throat. Perhaps the back is pressing against the floor. Or you're just experiencing the rise and fall of the belly and all the tiny contractions and expansions that come with the in and out. And now on an in-breath, breathing in through the nostrils, into the throat, the chest and the belly. And as you release your breath, shifting your awareness down both legs and into the toes of both feet. So bringing the spotlight of your awareness to the toes. Not needing to move in any way to create sensations, but just being open to what is already there. So you may be feeling sensations of moisture or cold, warmth, even numbness. And in your own time, perhaps exploring your toes one by one. Sensing into the spaces between your toes. And then on your next in-breath, sensing or imagining that you are breathing right down into the toes, and on the out-breath, letting them fade from your awareness and shifting your attention to the feet. So sensing the heels against the floor, the soles of your feet, the insteps. The tops of the feet. And to the extent that it's possible, sensing right down into the center of the foot, into the bones and the tendons. Exploring your body with a curious, patient attention. And then on an in-breath, breathing right down into the feet. And on an out-breath, letting them go. And shifting your awareness up into the lower legs, which includes our ankles, the calves, the shins. So beginning by feeling the pressure of your calves against the floor, touching in with the hardness of the shin bones, and if at any point during this meditation you notice that your mind has wandered away from the body to a thought or an emotion, as best you can, returning your attention to the place in the body that we are exploring. And not giving yourself a hard time. This is what minds do. They wander. The act of coming back again and again to the anchor of your body in breath is the practice itself. And now breathing into the lower legs. And on an out-breath, letting them fade. And moving up into the knees, a joint that we often don't notice until something goes wrong with it. So just giving your knees a lot of care right now. Exploring the kneecaps and the space behind the knees. The sides of the knee, and right down into the joint itself, and then breathing into the knees, letting the knees go on the out-breath, and moving your attention up into the thighs, sensing the weight of the thighs against the floor. This is where the biggest bones of our body are housed. You may be noticing sensations of contact between your left thigh and your right thigh. What are you experiencing in this part of your body? The tops of the thigh. The outsides. And then breathing into the thighs, letting them fade from your awareness. And widening your awareness to include both of your legs, from your thighs to your toes. And sensing or imagining that you're breathing into and out from your legs. Using the breath as a way of sensing what is present in the body. And then on the next in-breath, breathing into the legs and out from them, and letting them fade from your awareness. And then moving the spotlight of your awareness up into the pelvic region, including the hips and the buttocks and the pelvis itself. This area is the home of our reproductive organs and our genitals. So just taking time to explore what sensations are present for you. Remembering there isn't a right way to feel. Your experience is your experience. And once again, breathing into the pelvic region and letting it fade on the out-breath, and moving into the belly. Touching in perhaps with the breath, becoming aware of the sensations of the rise and the sensations of the fall. Where are you feeling them in your body? And you might notice at times that there's an absence of sensations. And knowing that that's absolutely okay. Just registering that. Almost becoming curious about the places in the body where you aren't feeling anything at all. And now, breathing into the belly, releasing it on an out-breath, and moving round to the lower back. Sensing the lower back against the floor. And feeling the breath in this region of your body, which may have a completely different expression. Receiving whatever sensations are present for you in this moment. And then breathing into the lower back, and back out again, and shifting up into the upper back. Feeling your shoulder blades against the floor. Perhaps scanning the upper back for places where you may be experiencing tension or discomfort. And if you notice places that are tight or uncomfortable, just gently softening, allowing these unpleasant sensations to be there, holding them in your awareness with gentleness and care. And then breathing into the upper back, and back out again, and releasing this part of the body, and moving round to the chest. Sensing again how the breath is felt in this place in the body, in the rib cage, the lungs, the solar plexus, which can often be tense when we're stressed or we're afraid. So being gentle as you explore this area. Noting the sensations of the breath. And then when you're ready, breathing into the chest and releasing it on the out-breath and moving up into the shoulders. Again, an area where stress shows up quite a bit. So exploring your shoulders with delicacy. There are a lot of nerves that run along the shoulders and up into the neck. So just being present to what you're experiencing in this area. Noticing any tingling, any areas of warmth. And then breathing into the shoulders and back out again and releasing them from your awareness. And once again, widening your attention to the sense of the whole torso. So the belly and the chest and the upper and lower back and the shoulders. And breathing into and out from the torso. And then breathing into the torso, releasing it on the out-breath, and moving your awareness into the upper arms. Sensing any contact that your arms are making with your body. And exploring all round the arm, the inner arms, and the outside of the arms. The place where your upper arms connect with your shoulders. Returning any time your attention has been taken away, and just bringing a fresh attention when you begin again, to this moment, to what's present in this region of your body. So now continuing your exploration with the elbows. Sensing into the joint itself. And then moving down into your forearms. And then moving your awareness into the wrists. Exploring all the tiny bones that are responsible for the mobility of our hands. What can you sense here? And then finally, coming into the hands, a very sensitive part of our body. So perhaps beginning with your fingers, beginning with your thumbs, and in your own time, exploring finger by finger till you reach the little fingers. Is it possible to experience the space between your fingers? The fingernails. And then sensing the palms. And the tops of the hands. And then breathing right down into the hands and back out again and releasing them from your awareness. and once again widening your attention to include the whole arm and the hands, and breathing into and out from this wider region, exploring the sensations that you find there. Now on an in-breath, breathing into the arms, and on an out-breath, letting them fade in your awareness, and moving up into the neck. Sensing the top of the spine, the throat, and the back of the neck. Softening around any tension you may find. And then breathing into the neck and releasing it on the out-breath. And shifting your awareness to the sense of the head lying against the mat or the floor. Feeling the whole head lying here. The skull, the back of the head, the top of the head, and then shifting your awareness into the face, and in your own time exploring some of the features of your face. And the sensations that you find there. And then on an in-breath, breathing right into the face and back out again. And becoming aware again of your whole body, just lying here. Sensing once again those points of contact, and perhaps being open and receptive to where sensation is showing up in the rest of your body. Opening your awareness as best you can to include the body as a whole. And perhaps as you lie here, you can sense a feeling of completeness, of wholeness. Allowing the sensations in your body to be just as they are, for you to be just as you are, as you're resting here in awareness itself, moment by moment. And continuing to breathe with the body until you hear the bell to end this meditation.